This VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday urging Switzerland to allow the re-export of weapons to Ukraine, saying the move would be vital in combating the Russian invasion. VOA's Diane Roberts has the story.
Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, the UN chief said nations have been backtracking on their climate change goals, and current policies see the world headed to a climate catastrophe. He said the collective response...
Zelensky said in a video address to both houses of the Swiss parliament, quote, "We need weapons so we can restore peace in Ukraine," end quote. Switzerland has a long-standing policy of barring any country that buys Swiss arms from re-exporting them to the parties in a conflict. The request comes one day after Ukraine reported incremental advances in its counteroffensive against Russian forces in what it described as extremely fierce fighting. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The U.S. Justice Department announced a U.S. National Air Guardsman was indicted Thursday for leaking top-secret military intelligence records. VOA's Steve Koresh has that story coming up in our next hour. Meantime, Cyclone Biparjoy made landfall Thursday evening as a vast swath of western India braced for flash floods, heavy rains, and high winds. Authorities expect conditions to worsen for 2 or 3 days as Biparjoy was expected to reach wind speeds gusting up to 140 kilometers before slowing down in India's Gujarat province. Upwards of 100,000 people have already evacuated to relief camps. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN chief says fossil fuels incompatible with human survival calls for credible exit strategy. We get more on that story from the AP's Shelley Adler.
I am very worried where the world stands on climate.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Current policies are taking the world to a 2.8 degree temperature rise by the end of the century. That spells catastrophe.
The goal now is to require carbon emissions to be cut by 45% by 2030.
I have proposed the Climate Solidarity Pact, in which all big emitters would make extra efforts to cut emissions, and wealthier countries supporting emerging economies to do so.
The UN chief called on the oil industry to put forward a credible plan for shifting to clean energy. I'm Shelley Adler.
A scathing report finds former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson deliberately misled the British Parliament over a gathering during COVID restrictions known as Partygate. The AP's Karen Chalmers reports.
The House of Commons Privileges Committee has found Johnson lied to Parliament about lockdown-flouting parties and was complicit in a campaign to intimidate those investigating his conduct. The committee said his actions were such a flagrant violation of the rules that they warranted a 90-day suspension from Parliament. Johnson was advised of the punishment in advance, leading to his resignation. In a statement tinged with fury, Johnson insisted he had done nothing wrong, calling the committee's findings rubbish and a lie. Karen Chamas, London.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration advisors endorse upgrading COVID vaccines to target the latest Omicron strand. We get more from the AP's.
The COVID-19 vaccines are on track for a big recipe change this coming fall. Today's vaccines still work to fight the original coronavirus strain, which has long been overshadowed by variants that mutated. An FDA panel of scientific advisors is recommending the next round of shots only include protection against the newest Omicron variants. Regulators will be making their best guess which strain to include, like they do with the flu shot. Officials are warning of the possibility of another big surge in cases when the cold weather hits and people are more indoors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And Canadian police say a bus carrying mostly seniors collided with a semi-trailer truck on a highway intersection in a rural part of the Manitoba area Thursday, killing 15 people, injuring 10 more. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.